The argument for moving the age of majority for criminal responsibility back up to 18, where it used to be in the 1980s, is both scientific and financial. Medical research confirms that teenage brains aren't developed enough to make the kind of moral decisions that adults do. Dennis Pertell is a mental health expert with the State Public Defender's Office. He says recent research makes it clear that teens shouldn't be treated as adults.
When you consider the medical evidence that we know now that we didn't know then, this is a bill that's best for kids, best chance at rehabilitating them, keeping the recidivism rate low.
The reduction in the recidivism rate is also the main argument for the cost savings aspect of this bill. Co-sponsor Representative Sandy Pasch says keeping teens from reoffending as adults will save the state money in the long run.
It costs an incredible amount of money to incarcerate individuals, between $30,000 and $100,000 a year, depending on their various health needs. So in the long run, this is going to be something that really saves money, plus it's the moral thing to do.
If the bill passes, the money to fund the shift of 17-year-olds to the juvenile justice system will come from a surcharge on traffic fines. The change would be phased in over two budget cycles, beginning with juvenile misdemeanors and then teens charged with felonies. The change would not prevent juveniles charged with serious homicides from being tried in adult court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.